This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland, a proud sponsor of this station.
Across Queensland on phoenixradio.com.au.
And simulcast on 1197 AM and DAB+.
This is Lunchbox!
Welcome to Lunchbox. My name's Michelle and joining me in the studio today is my co-host Owen. How are you today, Owen?
Oh, good. How are you today, Michelle?
I'm good, thank you. We're here from ICYS, Ipswich Community Youth Service, Get Safe Work Program, which is funded by the Queensland Government under the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. It's our final show for the year, Owen.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Better than last time.
This is your second time doing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so today on our final show for 2019, we've got a few guests joining us by phone. No one was able to come into the studio. Bit sad, isn't that?
Yeah, that's sad as.
Yeah, so we've got Melissa from the ICYS housing team come to talk to us about all things related to housing. Amanda's going to join us very briefly, and also Tony, our other Get Set for Work youth worker. So stick around, join us over the next hour. We have a little fun learning about hosting a radio show and some great conversation.
Across Queensland on phoenixradio.com.au.
1197 AM and DAB+.
It's back to Lunchbox!
Welcome back, you of staff and participants from ICYS Get Set for Work program and Lunchbox, broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au, 1197 AM and DAB+.
Okay, one of the things I hear from young people when they're talking about what they want to do once they've got a job is that they sort of plan on moving out of home. Which I always think is really interesting because I know that you want to become independent and sort of start on that journey of what they call adulthood. Is that something that you've thought at all about, Owen?
Yeah, first job I wanted to just leave home straight away.
Yeah, okay.
Get my own house with the boys.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got Mel joining us from the ICYS housing team. So, Owen, why don't you lead the way with some questions then?
Mel, can you tell us about the ICYS housing program?
I sure can, Owen. Thank you. So we're funded to support 16 to 25-year-old young people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. And I think when people hear the word homeless, it does conjure up different images for people. A lot of people think of old people sleeping in, you know, abandoned buildings or on the streets. But we have lots and lots of young people who couch surf, and that's sort of the hidden homelessness. So people don't really think about that because they're not seen on the streets. So we do have lots of young people who do leave home for various reasons. Home might not be a good place to be, and they often don't have anywhere to go, and they end up sleeping on people's couches, family, friends, those sorts of things. So we often support those people. So we support singles, couples, families, single parents to look at options. So, there's two workers in our program. That's what we try and do is get people into some sustainable long-term housing.
What do you think young people should know or start thinking about if you want to move out of their own place?
Yeah, 100%. So I think the first thing to think about is what would you like that housing to look like? So do you see yourself living by yourself? Do you see yourself living with a partner? Do you see yourself living with one friend, two friends? Sounds like, Owen, you're picturing a bit of a party house with some boys.
Party house every month.
Yeah. So that's when things can get a bit tricky, I think. So obviously, in order for you to live either by yourself or with some mates, you have to think about what your income's going to be and then what your realistic options are. So a good little tip there is that if you're out looking for a place with real estate agents and you're wanting to apply for those, then the real estate is going to expect that you earn three times the amount of the rent you're applying for, okay? So a bit of an example, if you decide to get a three-bedroom house with two mates to party it up once a month, then that house might be $300 a week, for example.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys to actually get approved for that with a real estate, they're going to want to see the three of you earning between you $900 a week. And that can be achievable if you've all got jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But often we come across young people who don't have jobs yet and are all on Centrelink benefits, and they simply don't have that level of income. So, yeah, so definitely think about what you'd like your housing to be. So if you do want a nice place and you do want share or not share. Whatever it is, you need to think, okay, if that place is going to be $250 a week, I need to be having $750 a week in income.
Mm-hmm.
And realistically, you do need a job in order to get into a rental, especially as a young person.
Yep.
So jobs, as Owen, you probably already know. So, yeah, definitely helps to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the biggest challenge for young people?
Yep, getting housing. Mm. That especially the income. Definitely the income. So often young people don't have enough income. A lot of young people don't want to share. They want to live by themselves, and that's really not achievable unless you've got a full-time job earning, you know, $700 a week. So it's often income, and it's also definitely the lack of rental reference. So the two things a real estate's going to look at when you apply for a rental is, can you afford the property? So like I said, make sure you're tripling your income in the rent amount. And the next thing is, where have you lived before and what proof do you have that you can pay rent on time and that you can clean a house?
They're actually really good points, aren't they, Mel? We might just take a quick break. Sorry, Mel, cutting you off there. Hey,
no,
I didn't mean to. We're just going to take a quick break and head to some music and come back and continue talking in a few minutes.
Across Queensland on phoenixradio.com.au. 1197 AM and DAB+. It's back to Lunchbox.
Hey, welcome back. You're with staff and participants from the ICYS Get Set for Work program on Lunchbox, broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au, 1197 AM and DAB+. Owen, over to you.
Melissa, what's the top three tips or tricks for getting your own place for young people?
Yeah, okay. So I think the very first thing, which is also linked to getting a job, is presentation. So when you're going, you can't put an application in for a rental property unless you've actually booked an inspection with the real estate and shown up to that property to go and do a walkthrough of the property. Now, they're going to be making judgment calls from you the minute that they see you. So it's really good to make sure that when you attend those inspections that you are presented well. So a suit and tie is not necessary, but definitely, you know, clean cuts, you've had a shower, you've brushed your hair, you've brushed your teeth. And, you know, you're appropriately clothed.
Yep.
So that's definitely, you know, present. But as we all know, first, you know, people make judgments from the first time they see you. So definitely that one. Now, obviously, if you have got some rental history, that's great. If you don't have some rental history, even in terms of a real estate, you will have stayed some places, whether that be at mum and dad's, whether that be with uncle and auntie, grandma, friend. So, and hopefully you've been paying some rent. So you should have someone to vouch for you to say, yes, this person's been living here for 6 months. They can keep their room clean and they have been paying you $75 a week.
Yeah.
So definitely. And the third thing is, the other thing they ask for is references. So they will ask the personal referees and they'll usually say that can't be family. So you want some strong people in your life, be it a friend, be it, a support worker like Michelle or myself who has worked with you and can say, yes, we won't be able to vouch for the fact that you maybe kept your house clean, but we can say this young person is polite, they show up on time and they're reliable.
Yeah, so, personal reference, I guess, rather than an accommodation reference.
Yeah, and that's what it'll be. It'll be a personal reference. So think about who you've got in your life that's going to A, answer the phone, and B, speak appropriately about you. That's always a good thing.
All right, Mel, I suppose, you know, I'm aware of time and I know that you've had a really busy day already today. but thinking about, you know, it's coming up to the holiday season, housing can tend to break down sometimes if you're in a sort of a situation which isn't necessarily stable anyway. What can people do if they find themselves in that situation?
So definitely seek help early. So many times we get phone calls from people to say, you know, we're being evicted from our property tomorrow, help. Realistically, there's not a lot that can be done with such short notice. Unfortunately, you know, the sector is not well funded. It's definitely not funded well in terms of same night accommodation. So we do have some single shelters around the place, but there's not a lot for couples or families.
Yep.
So, you know, the minute you've received an eviction notice, call someone like ourselves if you fall into our youth bracket. If not, call the homeless hotline mm-hmm. or call another housing service mm-hmm. and start getting that plan into place early.
Yep.
So the earlier you act, the earlier, you know, us or another organisation will be able to provide support. Yep.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. We want to finish on a bit of an upbeat note, Mel, given it's coming up to the holiday season and gift-giving
Yay.
Time. Owen had a question. I think he had a good one for you.
What has been your favourite gift you have received in Christmas time?
Oh, okay. Let me think.
That was a hard one for me too.
Look, I'm not a very materialistic sort of person.
Mm-hmm.
I do like nice things. We all like nice things.
Mm-hmm.
But my favourite gift would be an activity or something that I could do with my family. So
nice.
I've got two young people as well in my life and a husband. So if someone gifted me a movie voucher, for example, yeah. for a local cinema, and we could go and spend some time as a family there. Or I've often had my grandma sometimes gives us restaurant vouchers
nice.
So we can go and have a family meal together. So they're my favourite things, that I can do with people or with my family because I think, you know, time is mm-hmm. the most precious gift you can ever give anybody.
Yeah, oh, what a lovely note to end on. All right,
yeah.
Mel, thank you so much for your time today. I was just pointing out I've missed one very, very important question that we ask
yeah.
everyone. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Mel. Go on,
That's
Owen.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a very important question. One thing you would wish for all young people?
Okay. The one thing I wish for all young people is that they have the support they need,
mm-hmm.
whether that's something that they're very lucky to already have. So if they're already very lucky enough to have a strong family or friend network, then great. If they're not lucky to have that, that they're able to access services and supports that can fill that gap for them. So that's my one wish for young people
nice.
Is that they are supported in any way that needs to happen for them.
Lovely. Thanks for that, Mel. Have a lovely
okay.
afternoon.
Thank you
very
Thank
much
you.
For joining
Owen,
us.
Owen, you did a great job as well. Michelle,
Thanks,
you're okay.
Thanks, Mel.
Across Queensland on phoenixradio.com.au. Here we go again.
1197 AM and DAB Plus.
It's back to Lunchbox.
Welcome back, you staff and participants from ICY's Get Set for Work program and Lunchbox. Broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au, 1197 AM and DAB Plus.
All right, welcome back. Owen, you're doing great. You enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
Good. All right, so on the line joining us is Tony, the Get Set for Work youth worker. Tony, we've already had a big day today, hey?
We've had a huge day.
So for those of you listening, this morning we had our Get Set for Work graduation, which Owen was at as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a lovely morning, wasn't it, Tony?
It was absolutely brilliant. Everyone worked really hard and got the recognition they deserved.
Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it?
It was really nice.
Yeah. Owen, what was your favourite bit about this morning? Just all of it, right? I've just put him on the spot. He's got nothing to say.
The food, Owen, or getting his certificate, something like that.
I never ate the food. I only ate like one thing and it was too sweet.
Oh, it was too sweet for him, Tony. Yeah.
Well, let's not tune into this tomorrow, Dave.
Calm down.
So, and whereas me, I thoroughly enjoyed three of the lemon meringue tartlets. They were very delicious.
Yeah, my dad enjoyed them too.
Yeah,
four of them before
right.
he left.
They were really good. All right, Tony, down to the questions. Owen, are you going to be asking Tony the questions today?
Oh, I thought you were going to be doing it because I asked.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to do it? Or do you want
you
to
do it. You ask sure? Tony the first one.
Tony, what have you enjoyed the most about working in the Get Set for Work program this year?
I think I enjoyed it most when you graduated and you left. No, I'm kidding. I think just seeing people, you know, come out of their shell and kind of come to life and, you know, people being a little bit quiet and anxious and not really wanting to participate and then, you know, jumping in and being really excited and getting there mm-hmm. early and, you know, starting to, I think, see a future.
Yep.
Instead of just, I'm going to do this for the next 10 weeks is this is the start of something. This is the start of me getting a job or something like that.
Yeah, it's a real flip, isn't it, in the way they think about what it is that they're doing.
Absolutely, and it's always a good time for us as well because it slows down a bit. You get to like week five and people are getting really excited and really involved and, mm-hmm. and kind of get to sit back and watch everyone thrive, which is really great.
Yeah, What do you think about that, Owen?
Yeah, I saw that personally with myself and others when I was on the the course. Because I saw, I'm not going to name anybody, but I saw tons of people, the people I was working with, who were very shy, wasn't talking that much, including myself at the first couple of weeks. And then at the last couple of weeks, everybody knew each other.
Yep.
And yeah, there was even some drama going on with some people. I was like, what?
Do you reckon that drama shows how close people have become because you kind of get to know each other enough that that's the kind of stuff that happens, is it?
Oh, the drama was over, like...
Oh, we don't need to hear about it.
Yeah, it was stupid. I reckon it was funny, though. It was funny from I was looking outside of it and they were telling me...
Different, I suppose, being outside of the drama rather than being involved in it.
Oh, I wasn't involved in the drama. I was laughing at them.
Yeah. Oh, no, funny. We don't want to laugh at people's problems. All right, a question for you, Tony. This is Owen's question, actually. Owen, do you want to ask this question, Owen? Because it is your question.
What has been your favourite gift you've received in the Christmas time?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. actually, honest, Owen, I'm not a big Christmas person.
Same.
Yeah, I know. Actually, my family used to, instead of my mum and I, instead of Christmas presents, we would go somewhere. You know, we would go to the beach. And I think those have consistently been my favourite presents, I guess, because I got to spend time with mum. And we would do things and we would eat ice cream every day, you know, that kind of stuff. And that was amazing. And that's probably meant more than any present I could ever get. Spending time with her and seeing other things in the world. Not the world, we never went overseas, but seeing other things in Australia and broadening, you know, my understanding of the world. It's not just this one town I live in kind of thing.
Gosh, and when all these, like cause we had Mel on and we asked her the same question before, and here's me, Owen asked me a question, the same question earlier on, and I'm like, oh, it's my birthday, so boo-hoo for me. And you've given this really lovely, insightful little answer there, Tony. That's beautiful.
Well, I mean, I didn't do anything. It was all mum.
But it's lovely. It's lovely to have those memories. All right, and I suppose just one last thing before we have to get going, Tony. What's your favourite thing about this time of the year?
My favourite thing about this. I really enjoy giving people presents.
You know,
they get all excited, they're all wrapped really nicely, and they, you know, they, their little like excited dance, and they're opening them, and then their face all lights up, and I think that's really nice. And also just like spending time with people. My family is overindulgent, so we do a lolly table, so it's just full of lollies. That's one of my favourite things as well. And I do some damage to that lolly table over Christmas.
You can't see Owen's face here because you're not with us in the studio, but when you said the lolly table, he just like went, yuck.
I'd be sick after that.
Oh, I'm sick for like 4 days. But every year I go back.
You do. I love it. I love it.
At least you're determined.
Yeah, I'm consistent. It's all about consistency, Owen.
It is. All right, we're going to take a break. Thanks for joining us, Tony.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, see you.
Across Queensland on phoenixradio.com.au. And here we go
again. 1197 AM and DAB Plus.
It's back to
Lunchbox! Hey, thanks for joining us. You're with the staff and participants from the ICYS Get Set for Work program on Lunchbox, broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au, 1197 AM and DAB Plus. All right, now joining us on the phone at the moment is Amanda, the service manager at ICYS, Ipswich Community Youth Service. So today was a pretty special day for us.
It
was lovely. So Owen, I'm going to hand over to you so you can ask some questions.
Given it was the Get Set for Work graduation today, we would love to know if you had a good morning.
Oh, I had a fantastic morning. Thanks, Owen. It was, it's always one of the highlights of the year, our Get Set for Work graduation, and where we actually get to celebrate the success of our young people who have participated in our Get Set for Work program for the year. So many happy faces, so many proud families and friends and supporters and all of our staff and other community stakeholders around. It's such a heartwarming morning. So thank you for asking, yeah.
It was a lovely morning. I enjoyed
it. It was great, yeah. And then look, it's the fourth year we've coincided the event with our AGM, our annual general meeting. And I guess what that provides is there's a whole range of people in that room that we can bring together to celebrate the hard work of our young people. Yeah. And Owen, you were there today. Did you have a great morning?
Good. Yeah, it was good.
Put you on the spot, didn't I?
Yeah.
And it was really, really nice to have you part of the formalities as well this morning, Owen. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was nice. It was lovely. All right. So, Amanda, we've been asking people, given that it's coming up to the holiday season and that kind of thing, Owen and I came up with a couple of questions that we've asked Melissa and have also asked Tony today. So we're going to ask you as well.
Oh, gosh, pressure's on.
Amanda, what has been your favourite gift you have received in the Christmas time?
Oh, I'm not really a gifts person. I come from a really big family. So I've got six siblings, six brothers and sisters. And so we do this thing where we just draw a name out of a hat and buy for one person.
Nice.
So, and that works for me because I'm not really driven by gifts. But let me think. Oh, look, one year my partner and I thought we would buy each other a combined gift and we got a Weber barbecue.
Nice.
And that was pretty cool. But yeah, not really a gift person. I'm more about getting the family together. All my siblings live all around the country, and so we all come together at Christmas time. And
that must be nice.
So for us, it's about presents, not presents.
Yeah, nice. And and that's interesting. I was in Owen because that's similar to what Mel and Tony have also said that time.
Both.
Yep, and you also said that too, didn't you? Not so much presents, but
yeah, I like the material things like. Don't get me like wrong about that.
No, of course not.
Christmas, in my opinion, it's always been boring for me.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Just been...
Sometimes it's the time of the year, isn't it? Just more about celebrating, I guess.
Yeah, I just like the food after.
The food?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, there's always great food at Christmas time, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we get to splurge and eat guilt-free because it's Christmas time.
Oh, and we always tell ourselves that we can splurge guilt-free because it's that time of the year, but the calories still count.
No, they don't count on Christmas Day, Michelle. That's the point. They don't count.
There's still a big run after.
Christmas Day. Yeah.
All right. I'll wish your next question.
What's your favourite thing about this time of year?
I love this time of year. I love Christmas. Mm. I love Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. So I love driving around if I'm out at night and I see houses with lights on or shop fronts with lights on. I think that's always really great. And I just think people are generally happier at this time of year. Christmas can be a sad time for people and it's very much tinged in our family. We had a loved one pass away on Christmas Day. So it's always tinged with a bit of sadness, but, you know, it is a nice time for us to reflect on the year and go, you know, yes, I have achieved some great things this year and I'm happy with the year and look, next year we're going to aim for these goals. So it's sort of that time of year where we stop and do a bit of reflection and people are generally happier when you see them out and about. Yeah.
I have to say for me, I think that's what it is as well, you know, that it's kind of like that full stop on a period of time that you kind of go, okay, and you get to take a breath, reflect, and kind of go, okay, let's reset now and head on to the next kind of period of time or the next year. That's what I like about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
What about you, Owen? What's your favourite thing about this time of the year?
The lights.
The lights.
That's actually the honest truth. Like jumping in the car and just like driving around looking at the lights. Because I've got good memories of like meeting like the, a couple of years ago, my brother was driving around with me, my dad, and my sisters and his daughter. And we saw person who got the prize for best lights in all of Queensland.
Yeah, wow.
Lucky
and
you.
And we saw the lights.
And
it was like a family competition thing.
Yep.
And her parents actually got second place and the daughter got first place with her husband. And we met both the families, both the different families that night because we asked.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, who's the first? And they just told us, oh, that's our daughter. And they just told us where, and we just went up there, said hello, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a lovely memory.
Some of them are amazing. Mm. Some of those Christmas lights are just spectacular. I'm actually impressed by some of the even less spectacular ones, but when you get to see those ones, they're amazing.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. There's a good Christmas light show that's going on. I've noticed that on Purga School Road at the church. We went by there the other day.
Okay.
And there's a couple houses with really good, nice, like, Christmas lights. So if anybody's wanting looking at nice Christmas lights, drive on Purga School Road and you'll see some really good lights.
Oh, lovely.
Thanks for the hot tip, Colin. That's great.
All right. Well, I think it's time for us to leave it there. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a lovely holiday season.
On. Thank you. Yeah, you and you too. And it's always nice chatting to you. And well done on a fantastic year with the Get Set for Work program, Michelle. And Owen, fantastic outcomes for you, gaining your certificate too in kitchen operations and a whole range of new skills. And I've been able to see that develop. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a really, really nice journey. So thank you.
Thank you.
Across Queensland on phoenixradio.com.au. And here we go again. 11:97 a.m. and DAB Plus. It's back to Lunchbox.
Welcome back. You have staff and participants from ICYS Get Set for Work program and Lunchbox, broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au, 11:97 a.m. and DAP Plus.
Thanks, Owen. That's the end of our show for today.
Yeah, it is.
How'd you go? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good show. Talked to a lot of good people today.
Yeah, and I'm kind of sad that it's our last one for 2019.
Oh, yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Ah. We'll come back in 2020.
Right, we will, hopefully. Yeah. We'll have to talk with the USQ Phoenix Radio about that. All right. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank Owen, of course, for joining me today. And thank you to USQ Phoenix Radio for hosting us and helping us put our show together. Damien, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I love his little weekly one word. That was kind of like two syllables then, Damien.
We've got to do a segment on you, Damien.
I don't think so.
Wouldn't it be interesting to know what Damien's career journey has been, though, Owen?
It would.
Yeah, right? Anyway, maybe we can talk him into it next year.
Next year.
All right. Okay, that's all the time we have for today on Lunchbox from the ICYS Ipswich Community Youth Service Get Set for Work program. Goodbye, and thank you for a wonderful 2019.
Today's world is more competitive, challenges are more complex, industries more rapidly changing, employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.